Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's so funny that the thing
we also
that,
talked for 5 minutes uninterrupted, and we both looked at each other like, okay, I guess we'll ask him something that isn't the Baker thing, because you're only on here for 5 minutes, not for 15.
Also, he wasn't disagreeing with you.
Well, that's the other thing. I didn't really know what part I should have even. Like, that's why in the first segment I went back on the idea of whether or not like the vocal versus national, because that's the only part I was like, I don't agree with you on, is the idea that he thinks the national people are the only people that have gotten this narrative right, when the national people all week long are saying the same thing that I'm saying and that you're saying, that the Browns hold responsibility for this. And that's not a crazy take. Yes, Baker has admitted and has copped to some of his problems and his faults and him is growing up and what he had to do in all this, but like we just want the Browns to own some piece of that, and that's the part that we're missing.
I know what he's talking about. He's talking about when he mentioned that fans going to that event earlier this week when they could have won $1,000 gift card. Yeah, that must have been where he jammed us up.
I guess that was about the event. Cedric Tillman, I guess. I don't know. Like, I just don't get it.
I do, and it was the funniest thing about this to me. Is that that's not what triggered me. The thing that was a blatant slippery wizard.
I'm honestly not really that triggered by any of it, because I feel like we've done the Baker conversation. I have an accounting on the Baker conversation that I feel more than comfortable about within my brain. And we're good.
To me, it really was the Baker bro thing that set it off, because it just continues to come back to it's a small amount of fans. No, it's not. There's a lot of people who really liked Baker Mayfield, and I think it's easy to forget. He represented something to this town. Yeah. Yes, fans were frustrated with him because he was bad and he was stubborn and he had a bad year in 2021. But that doesn't mean every fan or every Browns fan wanted to run him out. It was so much more split than it's being presented. It just wasn't split on the station where everybody in drive time wanted him out.
Yeah,
like for various reasons.
I've told you before. I think I when you first came back, I was like literally the only thing people at remotes would come up and tell me is thanks for being the only person to stick up for Baker. Because on the station, yes, it was very against Baker in many ways, but the amount of people that loved Baker, it was rampant. There was a lot of people that loved Baker.
It's more of this revisionist history because it doesn't line up with what Ken and Anthony think. Jeremy in Fort Worth, what do you got for us, buddy?
Hey guys, thanks a lot for your show. I appreciate it. Here's my problem. It's not just a Baker issue. The Baker problem is the Browns problem. They can't develop talent and they can't manage personalities. When Baker came here, it was exciting. He was doing commercials. He was all in. And yeah, he has problems, but he's a rookie. Of course he does. But nobody gets better when they come to the Browns. Nobody gets better when they come to the Browns. And that's what's so frustrating. So yeah, the fans that love Baker, the big problem is the Browns problem. And then that's what's so frustrating. They can't develop talent. And Stefanski, he'd rather coach than win. You know, it's just the Browns problem. That's my take on it.
Jeremy, so I will say, and I thank you for the call, buddy. I don't think it's just a Browns problem, because I do think there's an element of frustration of we can accept multiple versions of the truth, and the gray area between those two things is where the actual truth lies. That's where we have to get with the Baker stuff as part of moving on. But to what you said, and I've called it arrogance at times, and I think that's fair. I also think Kevin is guilty of something that a lot of coaches are guilty of, which is this is my system and this is how you run it. We don't conform it to you. We might tweak some things for you, but here's the basis of how we do things, because that's how it's going to go. And I think that plays out, and you were going to throw out to this clip, and I ran over you. It's from the New Heights podcast from over the summer, where Baker talked about why he feels at home in Tampa.
This isn't to on the other teams and franchises.
No, man, you already know. But, man, you got to do
it. But like when you step in and your GM and your head coach say, hey, just be you.
Yeah.
After I've been told at every stop and everywhere I go, hey, you need to tone it down a little bit. You need to be a franchise quarterback. It's just not who I am. Like, I wear my emotions on my sleeves. We've hung out. You guys know me. I'm going to talk. I'm going to do whatever. But when it's time to turn the lights on and go do something, I'm going to do it. So when I stepped into the building, they all told me to just be myself. And so it's been, not to say like comfortable, but it's felt like home since the beginning.
Yeah, and if there was a clip that ever kind of epitomized what the relationship and my interpretation of the relationship between the Browns and Baker Mayfield was, it's that clip right there, because that is Baker telling you in many ways, and this is how I remember it vividly, no revisionist history here, the entire time he was here, it was Baker, you need to do this differently. Mm-hmm. Baker, you can't go to the podium wearing just a white t-shirt. You have to dress like an adult when you go to the podium. Like, Baker, you can't be going out to this place on a Tuesday night. You're supposed to be studying the playbook. X, Y, and Z. And it, like, and on it just kept going with different accounts of the Browns just trying to micromanage Baker in many ways. And it just, that's honestly where I think the relationship came to a head. Stefanski and Barry wanted him to be something that he isn't, while the Buccaneers are letting him just be him, where he's able to thrive.
Well, and remember, like, I think the Browns, I mean, Stefanski and Barry, I don't think they accounted for, that's not how it was with whether it was Hugh, Greg Williams, or Freddie Kitchens,
mm-hmm.
where Baker was allowed to be Baker.
And set a rookie passing touchdown record.
And so and again, like, there were things that Baker shouldn't have done that were
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Achie. But at the point of, I really think that the other thing that I think is really crucial at the point of fracture between these two sides is I think Baker's an emotional cat, and I think Stefanski and Barry are try their best to be unemotional. So I don't think they understood how to deal with an emotional quarterback.
Yeah.
And somebody that didn't maybe walk, talk, and act like Kirk Cousins.
And that's what they wanted. They wanted somebody that was like Kirk Cousins in many ways, and they thought they were going to get it. And when they didn't get it, they just tried to make him someone that he isn't. And I really do think at the heart of the everything, and I think part of even why it went a little sideways in how public some of the things got around Baker around the time that he was here was all just in reaction to the idea that they were trying to cage him and they were trying to make him something that he isn't. And it was his way of revolting in many ways.
And listen, I would love to put the Baker conversation to bed. I'd love to. It is incredibly frustrating that we're still having to talk about it 3 years. And not just that, but it's growing because he's better now than he was last year, and last mm-hmm. year he was sure as hell better than anything he had done in Cleveland. But the Browns have to get it right. They have to figure out sustainable winning, and they have to get back to, and I think the one thing that Baker had, Baker understood this city, and I think this city, this area, understood Baker. There's nobody in that organization now that you can say that about. I mean, I think Joe understands this a bit, but Joe is who he is. He's been a Browns quarterback for 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I love Miles. I don't feel like Miles gets us. I feel like Miles is a bit of a space cadet who it's like, you have to get Miles. I don't understand the Ivy League thing. I don't understand the creational myth that these guys go through, whether it's Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry. I am an emotional guy. I do wear my heart on my sleeve, And the idea of, well, process over results, that sounds like a really convenient excuse for you not getting the job done.
One other thing I thought was really just kind of, as we just kind of repack all this, is the idea that in that stretch when they were trying to get Baker to be this franchise quarterback that they wanted him to be and be basically buttoned up and be that guy, they move off of him to go for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Which is, in what world would you think you're going to be able to curtail that and get that to be the guy that you want him to be? Like, do you see how faulty that is when you think about it and you just kind of lay it all out there? Like, you couldn't control Baker, so you got mad at it. So you said, all right, we're going to get somebody maybe we can. And your answer to that was Deshaun Watson? Like, you wanted a franchise quarterback and your answer to that was the guy with 45 sexual assault allegations? And so problematic as a human? How is that your response?
And
it was always doomed to fail.
Winning is sustainable winning is the easy way out of this. You can't make two of the worst decisions in Cleveland history, which is saying something, considering the things I have seen in my life. You cannot make that and then expect everyone to be okay when there's no change because of it. You've had a fall guy here. Alex Van Pelt was a fall guy. You've had a fall guy there. Joe Woods was a fall guy. And some of those guys, by the way, there were fall guys who
deserved to lose their job.
Like, Joe Woods deserved to lose his job.
Yeah.
But that was in lieu of, you made the worst trade in NFL history. You brought shame upon the city of Cleveland by pulling off this trade and saying, if we just get the football right, everything else will take care of it. And then he didn't get the football right. And unless you win very, very soon, the only response is somebody real is getting fired. Because I can't fire Jimmy Haslam. But pound of flesh is not just something that fans want. At some point, when you fail this grandiose, when you fail this significantly, to just go, hey, don't worry, we got it. Well, I don't trust you and I don't believe you anymore. I did, but the farther 11-6 gets in the rearview mirror, the farther that one playoff win gets, don't tell me to trust you. When I don't identify with you, when the biggest moves you've made have failed so sufficiently and your response has been, we own that. That means absolutely nothing. I can't go to my mortgage broker and say, hey, didn't pay the mortgage this week. We own that. I can't go, Rob the mechanic, cannot pay you this week, brother, but I own that. That's not how life works. Not in a town where everything that every person out here has is something they earned. They did not inherit it from Paps. They did not get born into it, into an Ivy League lifestyle. You can get away with that crap in New York. You can get away with that crap in big towns where there's a lot of money and a lot of people who want to act like it's manifest destiny for everything they have. Not in this town. If you want to relate to this town, you own your crap. You do better than, we own that. You actually own it. You actually make changes, and you actually get results. That simple. You want to move on from Baker? Do it. Do the damn thing. Learn your lesson, and stop talking out your ass every time somebody corners you about how poorly this thing has gone. Felt good.
I hope it felt good.
It sound good?
Did we do revisionist history? Was that okay?
All of it. I mean, okay. Unless Ken and Anthony say it, it's revisionist history.
Got a little preachy at the end for me, but outside of that, we're good.
I went to church a lot as a young man.
I do have to check him. Like, did I do something wrong? He's back to yelling at me again. What's going on here?
My eyes also twitching, so I look just bat bleep
insane
right now.
When the video comes out in the first segment, I'm not like purposely ignoring you. It just got really like he's yelling at me again.
I promise I'm not. You're good. You're a good young man.
I just have to sit here and just kind of, okay, Nick's yelling. All right.
Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.